Four Lime Squid.
I'm part of the X-Men.
Hey, Ben, Joe. Mostly Ben. Got some bad news for you, buddy. I'm Batman. That's right, it's me, Dean Cain. Believe it or not, fired me. So now I'm just a Batman impersonator, and I haunt children. And, I'm on the schedule this week. I got you, buddy. You are fucked. Fucked by Dean Cain. So that's what's going on. You know, nothing else really that new. Just me, Dean Cain. I'm Batman. And you're going to die, Ben. Dope cheese.
Al Gore won the Nobel Peace Prize.
No, he didn't.
He did.
For inventing the rocket scooter?
Yeah. He invented the rocket scooter?
Yeah, that's what he won the award for.
He invented a lot of things, I heard.
Yeah.
You should check it out on that that Blogspot.
Yeah. Al Gore is awesome. That Blogspot.com.
I'm going to check that out. I'm going to give you not a high five.
What?
It's not even Saturday.
It's almost Saturday, right?
No, it's 10:30 p.m. 36 p.m. I gave myself a clap. Friday clap.
All right.
Speaking of clap, your mom's got it.
What?
That's right. That's what I heard. Your mom's got the clap.
Jerk. Why did you give
finally,
it to her?
He got what? One. Finally, he got a good one on you.
Who are you?
I don't know. I don't listen to this show.
My wife Erica's here in studio.
What?
You have studio a wife? Studio Limbrook.
Studio L?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a wife. We got married about 2 months ago. Moonbase wedding. If you were there, you were cool.
Then we were cool.
What?
What? There's other people here!
Yeah, we went there. Shit was awesome.
Donnelly and Andrew are back for some fun.
They're at Studio L.
Too bad they're not gonna find it in here.
Alright, well.
Oh, no.
This is your house, bitch. Make it work.
I heard that you have a answering machine at your house.
I got one of those.
Did you get a message today?
I got tons of messages today. We should play some of those.
Let's play some of those.
Alright.
Yep.
Mailbox 1, you have 2 hold messages. Friday, 3:07 p.m.
Yo, Erica, Snoop Doggy Dog, Snoop Dibble, Fibble, and Al Kassilzer, and your mix Fibble. Anyway, I just want to know if you're a true player. Wave your hands in the air. Going back. I live in California, long distance phone call. Dope cheap, bye.
Hey, Joe, Erica. That's right, I'm calling your answering machine. That's why I said Joe Erica, not Joe Ben. But I might be on the IHeart Snacks radio program. This is a horror, and I'm like, dope cheese.
He's gay. Just like Sakai. Joe's mom.
My mom's not gay.
Your mom's gay.
Your mom's George Sakai.
Your mom is gay.
Your mom is George the gay. Hello, Ben. This is your mom. Tonight, we'll be having Whoop 5 potatoes. Your mom makes Whoop 5 potatoes. Really, who eats those?
I do.
How do you?
They're delicious.
Yeah, I gotta come over more often.
Whoop 5.
So, really, this Batman thing's getting kind of scary.
It is.
He's sending other Batman people, to get
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Dean Cain was the worst Batman ever, though.
Yeah, you think so?
But
Michael Keaton was the best.
Oh, I thought you were about to say the worst.
But he was the worst Superman.
Yes, he was the worst Superman.
Best Jack Frost.
Oh, is he?
There is that. I like that scary
movie
Martin called.
I think was the best Frost Jack Frost.
I saw 2 seconds of it. Yeah.
It was terribly awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of snowmen, we might be getting on the real radio.
You're right.
Eventually,
good
maybe.
If you're in the Long Island,
Long Island
area,
I believe Queens picks it up too.
Yes, it
check
does.
Us out in Queens.
What is it, 90.3.
These ladies are shaking their heads like they're not even gonna listen to that. You can listen to it in your car. 90.3. It was a Nassau Community College.
Yeah, FM. But we didn't get the job yet, so we don't even know.
Once they hear some killer demo tapes,
yeah,
we're making a demo tape.
We gotta make them a tape, and we gotta write up a proposal.
Right. It's gotta be killer, though.
Killer.
We have to kill at least, what?
3 people?
5.
Wow, 5. Wow. They're stepping it up.
Yeah.
Is that old lady who killed the garage show count as one?
She might count.
If you kill babies, it counts as 7.
Nine.
Really? I thought they'd be less. They're more. What about a midget?
We should just kill
dressed
one.
As a
only if it's at a party.
He's not a midget without a party. See, Andrea listens to this show. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to Erica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got any news?
Yeah, I got some big news.
What?
I got some big Nick news.
Nick news?
Stick Stickly, you know?
I love that guy.
Oh, no. You know him?
Yeah.
Stick. Yes, I know him too.
Oh, okay.
I really don't have any news. I do have another voicemail, though.
Oh, you do?
Play this that. This one's a little shocking.
Really?
Shocking!
Man, Joe, this is Oprah Winfrey. I'm just calling about Joe's mom. She's scheduled to appear on my show about ugly, ugly women who need desperate makeovers and have penises. I hope she joins the show. I believe it's going to be on Monday. She better show up or I'll beat the shit out of her. Dope cheese.
That was shocking.
That's pretty amazing.
Oprah? How did your mom get on that show? Or...
Did they find her? Did they seek her out? Is that
why you gotta do it in company?
No.
Oh, look, we got another voicemail.
What? Hey, man, this is Dr. Phil. Listen, I'm really jacked about your mom coming on my show, the Dr. Phil show. She's coming on the show. It's called, I Got an STD because I'm a Dirty Fucking Slut. And, I can't wait to see her because I heard she's a dirty fucking slut. If your wife's a dirty slut, you better get a mule. Dr. Phil, dope cheese. Dirty fucking slut. Ben, Dr. Phil again, your mom's slut. Bye.
Our production company is called Harp Oprah Productions. That's Oprah backwards.
What a stupid bitch. Strange how we got two voicemails like that. That's so weird.
Yeah, it is kind
of weird. I hope we don't get any more of those.
More voicemails? How come you wouldn't want more voicemails?
Because those are pretty scary voicemails. I mean,
I love voicemails. I love when people call us at 718-304-7856.
I can't believe I forgot to shamelessly plug that.
Or you can Gmail us.
What? How do you do that?
With your computer.
Do you even have a computer?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Where is it?
It's yours.
That's right. I wear the computer, the relationship.
You can Gmail us at iheartsnacks@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. You should join that ing group we have.
We got a groupies page and it's off the chain, I heard.
I did hear that too.
Someone should fucking... do a blog on that.
Yeah. I have one of those. Ha! I totally joined.
I'm a groupie also.
See?
I didn't know that I didn't join yet, I saw.
Don is not a groupie.
Wow.
Don gets a free pass. The guy makes awesome things. Speaking of Don.
Just stop there, because that's pretty good. He makes awesome things.
He does. But speaking of Don making awesome things. Yeah. That's right, Rookie there. Hmm? He's not even answering the challenge.
No, he isn't.
How many weeks has it been? Like 5 and he won't answer the challenge?
It's like 4 weeks now.
I think we're the new Operator 11 champions.
Probably.
Pretty much.
So,
next week you'll have to check us out in Operator 11.
Yeah.
Because we had a killer pre-show.
We did have an amazing pre-show.
Was that the Macho Man? Was that Kirk Cameron?
Macho Man didn't... Oh yeah, Macho Man did call up.
I missed it when he did. I had to watch it.
Right. His bow tie. He missed that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can't believe it. Awesome off-the-chain bow tie and I missed it.
Glittery. All glittery. It was great.
Crazy. Another news.
He was probably calling from his Spider-Man 1 premiere.
He probably was. You know,
I think that's where he got that outfit.
I
think that's where it was from. Yeah.
What about Hal Ramis?
I missed him too. He's calling from an airport. No, he's on set.
Train. On the set.
Right.
Train.
Of his new movie.
I don't know.
Was his son?
I missed that part.
Yeah,
I was getting you cookies.
Yeah, my cat cookies. So if you didn't catch that pre-show, it's on the blog spot. It's also on our groupies page. Please do check it out. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. See it again for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Just like Men in Black.
Just like
Tommy Lee Jones called us before. Remember that?
I do remember that.
He left another voicemail.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah.
I'm going to play that right now. Erica, hit the R button.
Benjamin, Joseph, Tommy Lee Jones here. I just got back from the doctor's office. He fixed my face. I no longer have the purple side because that guy just kept reminding me of Sonny D and it was really disturbing. Mookie Wilson, he was my doctor. I heard he's Joe's doctor. Joe had AIDS and I think he cured him. I'm not sure. Dope cheese. Ben, Joe, Mookie Wilson, the doctor and the baseball player. I used to play baseball. I used to be a doctor. Now I just drive a truck. I just fixed Tommy Lee Jones. He was my last patient. I kept his purple side, I put it on my arm so I can drive trucks, because I heard that if you're purple, you can drive trucks better. So, yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. Joe, I believe you still have AIDS. Dope cheese.
You know, I'm not paying that bill on time, let me tell you. He's going to wait to get his money.
You have AIDS?
Yeah. Apparently.
Do you have something to sell me?
Yeah, that's not good.
Don't spread the love.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't you see the flyer AIDS. On the fridge?
No. What?
Yeah, the flyer that was on the fridge for like a solid month.
You know when you get married, they send you information about AIDS?
Really?
Yeah.
Just in case your husband's a whore.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So your mom must have a bunch of that.
Oh, boy.
A bunch of
number
the AIDS.
Number two.
A bunch of the AIDS.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I hate your mother.
Oh.
Really? I hate that whore.
Why do they call AIDS but not HIV HIV?
That is weird.
You know, bad case of the HIVs.
You know, HIVs. AIDS in Spanish is like backwards. They put it backwards.
Stis?
Yeah. It's really weird.
Stia.
I got the stia.
Oh, we should ask our friends about
it's
that.
It's S-Day.
You mean Juan Candy?
I think he's going to call up.
I want candy.
What? I want candy.
Hola, Ben. Hola, Joe. This is Juan Candy, John Candy's Spanish equivalent. I'm in the studio right now dubbing John Candy's famous cartoon Camp Candy, and I'm releasing it in Mexico as El Campo Candy. Okay, dope queso. I'm in a wheelchair. That's a little cliffhanger.
Did you play Halo 2 yet?
No, I haven't.
Because that's an awesome game. Halo 3 is even better.
You, what the fuck is wrong with your smace? Your smace! Like your ass and your face put together. Your smace.
Why would that be my ass and my face?
Because your mom. That's why.
Oh, look, Don's not even paying attention to you guys anymore.
What is he playing?
He's playing his new PSP Lite. Is that what it's called?
I don't know what it's called, but...
called PSP
Slim.
Awesome.
It's pretty freaking sweet.
I picked that shit up today. I thought I was going to throw it through the roof. That's how light it is.
It's because you're... No, I think it's just you're awesomely strong.
Yeah, I've got superpowers. I've already thrown so many things through the roof.
He-Man over there, that's why.
Did you like He-Man?
When I was little, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that, like, the closest thing to, like, homoerotica?
Gay porn.
The gay porn for kids?
I think so. But while you're watching it, you're not thinking that. You're thinking, well, that guy's awesome. He's got a cool sword. He could transform.
If you watch it now, don't you think of the Game of Thrones? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. The page boy haircut.
Yeah, he's got the blonde hair and the all beefy.
He's beefed.
He is beefed.
That's every homosexual's dream.
He's got tight pants.
He does. You know, tight pants. Not so much going on there in the package area.
I wasn't looking.
He's got a really big sword.
And holds it up in the air, and lightning strikes.
But I'm sorry, Lion-O, is that his name?
Lion-O? Yep.
Thundercats?
From Thundercats?
Totally.
Ho! Like your mom.
Oh.
Totally got you.
Trying to get you faster.
Totally got you.
He's talking about your mom every time he picks up his sword. Ho!
Oh, snap.
But you already beat me too. Whatever, you got that one. You're winning.
I invented that one.
I know you did. Your mom's like Thundercats. Ho! You invented that in like junior high.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
That was really long.
Fucking, what?
Ever.
That's 15 how years ago or something. Oh my god, we're old.
Yeah, wow.
So are you going to the... I think we talked about this before. Oh, no. Your high school reunion?
Yeah.
If our radio show tits big?
Right.
No.
No?
Really, honestly, I'm not going.
Why not? Come on.
Because I can go to fucking Fridays or Dunkin' Donuts in Baldwin and see people that went to school with us.
I just think it's really interesting.
It's not nice to make people, you know, feel bad that they work at Dunkin' Donuts.
It is.
You know that weirdo kid?
You can listen to Kyle whenever you want.
I could. Remember Kyle?
Kyle. No, I don't know who Kyle
is. Kyle's going bald.
Aww. It's very sad.
Who is Kyle?
He went to our high school. And
probably a big fan of the radio.
Show. Of the radio?
Who's Kyle?
I forget his last name.
What do you look like?
Kyle, blonde hair. Work at Fridays.
What's his
name? Glasses?
Glasses.
No.
You'd know him if you saw him. He works at Fridays.
Oh, okay.
So you can just go there.
No, but I want to see, like, that weirdo kid that, like, would never stop smiling. Remember that guy?
Oh, he had problems.
No, but I want to see him if he's still smiling.
Probably did.
I know you're talking about, too. The little round kid.
Yeah, Steven something.
Yeah, oh, that's Steve. Sad. Steve.
That kid's awesome.
I don't want to see Chris Ross because I heard he's Army Strong now.
What?
Didn't you see his MySpace? Yeah, don't you already see these people on the MySpace?
Yeah, I'm friends with all of them.
I think I told you this story.
Friends.
These people who are my friends
right.
on MySpace. Totally see one in the supermarket the other day. Right after we were friends, mm-hmm. nothing. Just like...
Well, because that's your online friends and your real friends.
I don't have any totally real friends. Different. I wow. barely have any online friends.
Wow.
Yeah. That's an insult, Joe.
He's I totally just going to get kicked out of this room.
This is my house. Oh, y'all can get out.
Who is this friend from MySpace?
Cindy Salmon.
Oh, shout out.
Cindy Salmon, you there? You listening?
Yeah, bitch.
You didn't even say hi to him. Donnelly's calling you out. Another girl.
I never ran into a MySpace friend before.
I don't run into this girl very often. She goes to my college. With Michael. Totally just writes, oh, congratulations on getting married. You two look so happy.
How did they know that?
Because I have a picture of us getting married. In the moon race.
You don't even know this person?
I do, but we haven't talked in, I don't know, 7 years.
A gerbil?
What is that?
A little spot for you.
Oh. Black.
You know who is a MySpace friend, and I do talk to, Brian.
You can MySpace us.
How can you do this?
At myspace.com/iHeartSnacksRadio.
I made a slash sign, no one can see that.
No, this radio does not work. Does not compute.
I actually just designed a MySpace page for one of the shows that I was working on.
Oh, yeah?
In my sort of job.
Was it Frederator?
Threadbangers. The Threadbangers.
Oh, you work with your mom now in her office.
Boy.
Take your son to work.
I work with your mom at slutface.com. Slutface. Slutface. Your mom's a slut.
So Threadbangers, what is it like? It's embroidery gone wild?
Yeah, it's like do-it-yourself. Clothes making clothes.
Cool.
It's cool.
Cool.
They're cool guys.
Yeah?
I like them.
Well, shout out to you guys.
You ever watch Slime Time Live?
With Stick Stickly?
You know those guys who used to host it?
Yeah.
They do a show on NXT Networks. Awesome. Yeah, about baseball. Boring, though.
I love baseball.
I hate baseball. I'm a Mets fan. I'm a Mets fan.
Boom.
But I don't like baseball.
You got numbered there, Andrea.
Got it.
A lot of Mets fans in this room.
Three against two.
I had a pin to prove it. I gave it to you.
I know, because I was going to work on Fridays.
Yeah.
Let's tell that story.
Yeah, let's tell that story.
I was this close. Look at the microphone, guys.
That's like a centimeter right there.
I was this close to working on Fridays. I was this close to having flair.
You could have been best friends with Kyle.
Me and Kyle could have been like...
would have been out of the picture. It would have been you and Kyle doing the show.
It'd been like I Heart Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. Like... And I'd be like, hey, Ben, hey, Joe, this is Ron Sandy.
Ron Sandy.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but...
What?
Wouldn't you say...
John Candy, it rhymes.
Hi, Joe, hi, Kyle.
What did I say?
Ben.
Hi, Ben. Hey. Hi, Joe, hi, Ben.
It's so ingrained.
It's ingrained.
Yeah, you like him. I want to marry Ben.
Yay!
How come you didn't work at Fridays?
All right, so here it is. Cool Man Nick. Remember Cool Man Nick?
I love... He was tall.
Yeah, very.
He was really tall.
And he was pretty cool.
He was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
they have nicknames that never...
I heard he had sex with this girl on a couch, and then he threw a condom at someone.
At Eloise.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, at Eloise?
Yeah, I think it was at
Eloise. Wow, that's... You should probably cut that out.
Really bad.
Or bleep that out or something.
That man is cool.
Wow.
I just heard Eloise.
Joe.
What?
Joe.
What? What did I do it? I wasn't even there. Could have been.
No, I'm not.
I was invited to that party. It was called the Throw Condom Party.
Down in history.
Anyway, what I was going to say to Andrea was they gave nicknames to people that in no way describe them, so you can't really...
Cool Man Nick.
It doesn't describe anything.
Well, he's cool and his
I'm
name
thinking
is
that
Nick.
He's really cool. He's and then he tall. Throws condoms. I'm pretty sure that makes him cool.
It does. He was like, you know, and like you have powers and like
superpowers.
His was condom throwing.
No, that's not good.
That could be dangerous.
Well,
that is not good.
He could save the world with that power.
He could. Guys, his name was Cool Man Nick. I think he knows
what
he's doing.
And he's really tall.
No, I don't think so. I do not
buy it. It's not like he's just some regular guy, like Joe Schmo in the street.
But he's obviously not cool, so your nickname does not hold true.
He's pretty cool. He's pretty cool.
It's Cool Man Nick.
How does that make him not cool? Throwing condoms is freaking awesome.
And, oh, he's tall.
Yeah, he's pretty tall. He's
really
tall.
He's
pretty tall.
Which, yeah. Come on, Erica.
How does that height relate cool. to cool factor?
Look at Don. Don's the tallest one here.
Don's oh, like what?
Pretty cool.
What is I'm he, not. Like, 8 foot? I'm very upset. I'm very upset then because I'm the too. Shortest.
Cool man, Nick.
You're yeah. cool in other aspects, though.
Apparently not in this nicknaming world here that Joe lives in.
Do you throw condoms?
No.
Make you cool. No.
See?
No.
All right. Can I get back to the story?
Yeah. Like
cool man Nick.
What? So you knew Cool Man Nick.
Cool Man Nick's working at Fridays.
Not right? cool.
He's pretty tall, and he's working there.
Yeah, I heard he threw a condom at Lowe's.
Really?
Yeah. Heard that too. When he quit the job, he threw a condom.
He sure did.
In a hamburger.
Oh. Food issues are bad.
So Cool Man Nick. Tall guy. Yeah,
working
Fridays.
Working on Fridays.
He's all like, yo, Joe, you want to drive on Fridays? I'm like, Cool Man Nick. That'd make me like Cool Guy Joe.
Right.
He's you like, there. Come on down. I go to Fridays.
Right.
The very next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for this guy to interview me.
Right.
So I'm like, hey.
Did you get dressed up?
I did.
Excuse me.
I wore a nice little collared t-shirt and some nice. Khakis.
All right.
Wrong. You know, nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Guy never comes out to see me.
What?
Ever. So I'm like, alright. So then, like, the assistant guy, he's like, hey, 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 because he's like, working at Friday, so he's got to be all, like, hyped Jumpy. Up.
Yeah.
Why don't you come back tomorrow?
What a dick.
Alright, so I could come back tomorrow. Nothing.
What?
I went back 3 times.
No way.
And then my dad's what? Like, you're not working here. We're leaving.
No. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. So don't go to Fridays.
I hate Fridays. We had this discussion last.
Show,
yeah.
And guess Fridays. What I did that night?
Went to Fridays.
Went to fucking Fridays.
Oh, was it the same Fridays?
Yeah.
Should've went
yeah?
to Fuddruckers.
Good.
What was your slogan for Fuddruckers?
It's all about the burger, Joe. It's all about the burger.
Alright, now burgers. That we have other people here, let's see a show of hands. You like Fuddruckers? Wow.
I don't know what that wow. is.
The cheese.
Never been there.
The cheese stands alone. Let's put it that way.
That means Ben's awesome. That's another saying.
Not as awesome as this next voicemail.
Wow.
Quite possibly the scariest thing I think I've ever heard.
Dark Lord Macho Men scare me.
I scared Joe a bunch of times. I scared you a bunch of times.
I hate you.
Most recently was at Dave and Buster's, and that was awesome.
Yes, because...
You were such an asshole.
Because Joe tried to scare Ben, and... No, totally backfired.
No, I didn't. He scared me first. He yeah. scared me first.
And then you tried to,
and then you tried to scare
and
him.
Then scared
and then he scared you again.
No, no, no. I was just trying to put into his head that I was going to scare him.
Sure.
Right.
And it didn't work.
But then you got scared.
You can never scare me. I'm going to scare you all the time. Yeah, you probably scared me once.
I'm going to dress up like Batman and kill you in your sleep.
What?
All right, rapid fire. Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Ben, Joe, Sally Struthers here. I love Griffins. This is so cool! Dope cheese! Feed children, please! Dope cheese!
Ben, Joe, Vladdy Divac. Yeah, I lost my accent from living in America. Listen, Minotaurs? Fucking sexy, love them! Dope cheese! Minotaurs, they're the mythical creature I love. Minotaurs, dope cheese!
Joe, Ben, Danny DeVito here. I love trolls. I'm playing craps here! Dope cheese.
Hey, Ben and Joe, this is Jim Morrison from The Doors. I just wanted to let you know that I like Phoenix, is, and come on, baby, light my fire. Phoenixes, dope cheese.
Hey, Ben and Joe, this is Damon Wayans, Blank Man himself. My favorite mythical creature is gargoyles, because you saw the cartoon, you know to be fucking shit up. Dope cheese.
Hey, Ben and Joe, Liz Cho here. I love Pegasuses. They're so cool, better than unicorns. I also love Ben. I want to have sex with him because he's a hot bastard. Dope cheese.
Ben, Joe, this is Liz Cho. Yeah, I don't know what happened. My voice changed a little bit in the last few minutes. I just want to say that Pegasuses are not as cool as leprechauns. And that I do want to have sex with one of you, but it's Joe. Yeah, that's Joe on this show, Dope Show.
Man, Joe, Andre the Giant here with my buddy Reggie Philomese.
Hey guys, what's up, shits?
we just called in for the rap fire. We heard it's favorite mythical creatures. We love the Yeti, the Bigfoot, you know. The Bigfoot.
Fences.
No, just the Bigfoot, the hairy son of a bitch. Hey, just like Reggie's mom. Don't cheese.
That's
that mess. Everybody talk.
Hey,
all right, at different times.
Hey.